这个中文部是 Joni 跟路德来分享神的话。
Last Sunday, Sister Joni and Ruth shared God's word with us.
我听说非常的精彩。
I heard it was really, really, interesting,
他们也挑, 他们两个也挑战你们。
Both of them challenge you all.
就是现在就要追求主耶稣。
Now is the time to seek the Lord.
不要再等了，以后就没机会了。
Don't wait, there might not be another opportunity.
我也听说英文部的 Ricky 给了非常好的message.
And I also heard that Ricky gave an excellent message.
我希望他在这里，他现在不在这里啊。其他人可以告诉他。
But you may tell him that he's not here right now.
那你们就在说，牧师，你上礼拜天到哪去了呢？
And you may ask, Pastor, where were you last Sunday?
因为上个这个过去的礼拜二是我跟师母两个人的29年的这个结婚周年纪念。
Because last Tuesday was our 29th wedding anniversary.
然后刚好那一天呢，师母也不能休假。
And it happened that Tuesday, me cannot take off from work.
而且那一天我还有很多的工作。
And also I had many work to do that day.
就想说赶快吧，把礼拜六、礼拜天空出来，出去庆祝庆祝吧。
So we decided to go and celebrate our 29th wedding anniversary last Saturday and Sunday.
我就跟你讲一下。讲一下这个这个度假的过程。
So I want to give you a glimpse of our little getaway.
这跟我今天讲的题目很有关系。
It has a lot to do with my sermon today.
我们本来啊是应该两天的时间。
We're supposed to have 2 days.
但是我们一直没有办法离开家里面。
But we wasn't able to leave the house on Saturday.
一直到中午的时候才走，才去吃饭。
Until noon, we were able to leave the house on Saturday.
等到我们到目的地的时候，都已经下午3:15。
By the time we arrived there at our destination, it's already mid-afternoon, around 3.
你说牧师，你讲这是什么意思？
Pastor, what are you trying to say?
我讲的意思就是，住在湾区这里，人生是很忙碌的。
I'm trying to say that life in the Bay Area is very busy.
我坦白说，那天我到后来都不太想出去了。
Later than that, I just don't feel like going anywhere.
我的意思说，我还没有出去之前，我最后就差点要跟师母讲说，我们干脆不要聚算了。
Before I left, I just feel like, oh, I don't want to leave anymore.
因为但是没有办法，那旅馆都已经付了钱，非去不可。
We have to go because we pay for the hotel.
我们人生其实有很多的压力。
We have a lot of life pressures.
我们人生有很多的 deadline, 有很多的 project, 很多的责任。
We have a lot of deadlines, responsibilities.
我在开车的路上，我就在想这些问题。
So when on the way there, I was thinking about these issues.
我跟师母谈谈话。
So I was talking to my wife.
然后他礼貌地跟我谈了一些。
So he politely communicated with me.
然后后来他很累了。
And later on, she was very tired.
他就睡觉。
So she took a nap.
我就在想。
And I was thinking.
我在想说，我这一生所要的是什么？
I was thinking, what am I after in this life?
就是今天的题目。
And that's today's sermon title.
你们多少人看我的样子，相信我已经做 grandpa 的举手。
How many think I'm a grandpa already?
你已经知道了，没办法。
People who doesn't know me, do you know I'm a grandpa already?
我有时候想得很可怕。
That is scary.
我怎么会做 grandpa?
How can I be a grandpa now?
我有那么老吗？
Am I that old?
确实是那么老。
Yes, I am that old.
我感谢主哈。
But I thank the Lord.
在中文部啊。
In the Mandarin congregation.
过去一两年，神带一些比较年轻的人跟我们在一起同工。
So the Lord had to brought some younger people to be our co-workers. Last couple years.
我以为我很年轻的。
I thought I was very young.
后来我跟他们在一起以后。
And after I spent time with them.
有一天我终于承认我老了。
One day I admitted that I am old.
不是 old 了，我 aging。
I have aged.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters，
朋友们，
friends，
你这一生到底要什么？
In this life, what do you want to get out of it?
你要的是什么？
What are you after?
我们在到了那边以后，
after we arrive at our destination，
师母还是很累。
My wife was still very tired，
就睡觉。
So she slept.
不敢相信你的牧师多属灵啊。
You don't know how your pastor is so spiritual.
我居然在那时候开始看认识旧约。
So I start to re-understanding the Old Testament.
特别去认识神的名字。
To know God's name.
认识十诫是什么。
To learn what Ten Commandments are.
所以神就让我回想到很多过去的服事。
So God sort of bring back memories of all these years of service.
我就在问我自己说，我到底所要的是什么？
I ask myself, what do I really want from this life?
我今天也要问你同样的问题。
I want to ask you the same question.
你到底所要的是什么？
What do you really need from this life?
很多时候不是 need, we after.
What are we after in this life?
我跟你讲，弟兄姊妹，有时候我们非常的忙。
Brothers and sisters, I know we are very busy.
有人不忙，他装的忙。
Some people are not busy, but they pretend they are busy.
不是你们的哦。
I'm not talking about you.
我是想那些小孩子 teenager.
I'm talking about those teenagers.
他们有时候一点都不忙。
They are not really busy at all.
装的忙。
They pretend that they are busy.
因为你不忙的样子，就表示你没用。
Because if you're not busy, then you're useless.
他装了很多人跟他约会，装了很多人很喜欢他，其实根本没有一个人，就是他自己跟自己讲话。
So he arranged a lot of activities and hangouts with friends.
有时候我们非常的忙碌。
A lot of time we are really busy.
太忙了。
Too busy.
你没有时间想这个。
You have no time to think about this question. What are you really after?
所以跟你分享，我跟师母出去这一段时间，我觉得非常好，因为我有时间想这个问题。
It was good for us to have a getaway because it gave me time to think about this question.
当你想这些问题的时候
，When you think about this question,
你就跟神来对话。
You start interacting, dialogue with God.
神会对你说话。
God will speak to you.
神会提醒你。
God will remind you.
到底你我这人生，我们要的是什么？
What are we after in this life?
很多人来教会。
Many people come to church.
很多人信耶稣。
Many people believe in Jesus.
他就是要上帝保佑他。
They just want God to protect them.
我特别讲到中国人。
I especially address to the Chinese.
如果你不是中国人，你不在这个 category.
If you are not Chinese, you don't belong to this category.
他们就是要神保护他。
They just want God to protect them.
他就要神祝福他。
They just want God to bless them.
这没有什么不对。
There's nothing wrong with that.
但问题是神一祝福他以后。
But after God blessed them,
他就拜拜了。
They say, bye bye, God.
牧师你怎么知道？
Say, Pastor, how do you know?
因为你做牧师你就知道。
Because you know, if you're a pastor, you know.
很多人来就是要解决问题。
A lot of people come to church just to want to have their problem solved.
问题解决了就拜拜了。
And once the problem solved, they say, bye bye.
我也没什么难过，就祝福他们。
I don't feel bad, I just bless them.
但是问题，后来又有问题了，又回来了。
But later on, when they have problem, they come back again.
所以到底要什么呢？
So what are they after?
只是要祝福吗？
You just want blessings?
还是你要祝福的主呢?
Or do you want the blesser?
如果你有祝福的主, 你祝福跟主都有了。
If you have the blesser, then you have all the blessings.
很多人问我一个问题。
Many people ask me a question.
他说, 牧师啊。
Say, Pastor.
他说, 这个所罗门不是很有智慧的吗?
Wasn't King Solomon has a lot of wisdom?
你去看圣经写得很清楚。
You look at the Bible, it says very clearly.
所罗门在他之前，在他之后，没有一个人像他那么有智慧。
There's none like Solomon before him or after him was as wise as him.
所罗门真的拥有世上所有你想要有的，他都有。
Solomon has everything in the world.
你们这些读圣经的，你知道所罗门最后的结局有没有智慧啊？
So at the end of his life, those people who know the Bible, that did he end up wisely?
非常不好。
Very badly.
非常的愚蠢。
Very foolishly.
你说牧师你讲这什么意思？
So Pastor, what do you mean by this?
如果你追求的只是一个祝福跟福气，
If you just going after blessings and prosperity,
最后还是不会有福。
And at the end you still won't have the blessing.
最强的例子就是所罗门。
The strongest example is King Solomon.
所罗门很有智慧。
King Solomon has a lot of wisdom.
他很小就有智慧。
Since he was young, he had a lot of wisdom.
他求智慧。
He asked for wisdom.
神非常喜悦。
God was very pleased.
神不但给他智慧。
God not only gave him wisdom.
给他长寿。
Gave him long life.
给他财富。
Gave him wealth.
什么都给他了。
Gave him everything.
后来所罗门去追那所有的东西。
Then Solomon started chasing after all these things.
他没有再遵守神。
He wasn't chasing after God.
所以他后来什么都没有。
And at the end he had nothing.
这是我今天要讲的主题。
And this is my main point today.
我现在要请大家来念一段圣经。
I want to invite everyone to read a passage from the Bible.
这是保罗讲的话。
And this is Paul's words.
他讲的话很奇怪。
His words are very unusual.
Very strange. 还不是 unusual, very strange. 对一个在美国的一个普通的基督徒，这些话听起来很奇怪。
So to an average American Christian, these words sound very strange.
我们一起来念吧。
Let's read together.
不是大纲啊，是那个题目，是那个经文，《腓立比书》第三章。
Philippians 3.
七节到十四节。
7 to 14.
好，我们一起念好吧。只是我先前以为与我有益的，基督都当作有损。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣啊，
Dear Lord Jesus,
求你，
We ask,
来光照我们，
Come and enlighten our eyes.
你来激动我们的心，
May you come and speak to our heart.
让我们看到，
Let us see,
你是最值得追求的那一位，
You are the one who is worthy of our pursuit.
祷告奉主名求。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
保罗在这边讲了一段话。
So here Paul say a few words.
如果你研究圣经的话，你就知道这一段话其实是神对每一个基督徒的要求。
If you study the Bible, what Paul said here is God's requirement for every Christian.
但是你看看今天在美国的基督徒。
But you look at the average Christian in U.S. today.
或者在全世界，或者任何地方。
Or in any place in the world.
好像这不是一个主流。
It seems like this is not the mainstream. This.
所以我就要用保罗这段经文。
So when you use Paul's passage here.
来讲到一个苏醒的过程。
To talk about a process of awakening, spiritual awakening.
这个礼拜跟下个礼拜。
This week and next week,
我会分享这个苏醒跟突破的信息。
I will share about spiritual awakening and breakthrough messages.
在这一段保罗讲的经文里面，
yeah, in this passage written by Paul,
首先我们看到他保罗把以前认为对他有益的，现在为了基督都当作有损的。
So Paul said that whatever gains to him, he now considers all loss for the sake of Christ.
保罗有一个很大的改变。
Paul has a very dramatic, radical change.
是在他的价值观方面。
Especially in his value system.
他以前认为对他有益的。
Whatever was he considered beneficial to him in the past.
因为基督的缘故。
Because of Christ's sake.
他现在当作有损的。
He considered them all a loss.
后来他就举了例子。
Then he gave some examples.
他就在这个前面的经文里面腓立比书第三章四到六节，他就讲，他说靠着肉体，我是比别人也可以靠肉体夸口的哦。他说我第八天就受割礼，我是以色列族便雅明支派的人，希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指摘的。
So in the past, he had reasons for such confidence. He said, if someone else thinks they were reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless.
保罗说的这是什么意思呢？
What does Paul mean here?
保罗说的意思是说，照当时代的犹太人来看，他的条件是最好的。
So, according to Jewish perspective, at that time, he has the best qualifications.
他是纯正的犹太人。
He is a true Israelite.
我知道这有文化的差异啊，在美国，这 no big deal， 大家都是 混来混去的。
I know there's a cultural difference here. To us, it might be no big deal, but it's a big deal in the Jewish culture.
他是纯正的犹太人。
He is a true Israelite.
他第八天就受割礼。
He was circumcised on the eighth day.
他是法利赛教派。
He belongs to the Pharisees.
保罗是不得了的。
He's really about no.
照今天来讲。
According to today, he's really up there, queen of the crop.
你是 Berkeley 毕业的。
You are Berkeley graduate.
你有 MBA degree.
You have MBA degree.
你这个爸爸是干什么的？妈妈是干什么？都不得了。
And so your parents has high positions in.
你住在最好的区。
And you live in the best community.
现在年薪是多少万
？And now you have how many six digit salaries?
不得了。
Just amazing, just queen of the crop.
他说。如果要夸口，我也可以夸。
So if you want to be boastful,
但是我要你们仔细听我讲。
But I want you to hear, listen to me.
我知道翻译很不容易啊。
I know translation is not easy.
对他也很不容易。
To translate is not easy.
对我也不容易。
To me, it's not easy.
因为要看他到底翻的对不对。
Because I had to check if she was translating it correctly.
但是保罗在这边讲说，这些东西本来是对我很有益的。
So to Paul, he said, all these things I have is very beneficial to me.
但是当我要在认识基督的时候
But when I know Jesus,
不是，当我正要认识基督
When I was about to, before I get to know Jesus,
这些东西就变成损害我的
And these things are my hindrances to know Jesus.
你看保罗有这一切的东西
Look at Paul, he had all these things.
结果他怎么样
What is the result?
他是逼迫教会的。
He was the persecutor of the church.
他是抵挡上帝的。
He was opposing God.
保罗为什么回转的
？How did Paul turn?
因为上帝亲自向他显现。
Because God revealed Himself to him.
上帝向他显现是一个 confrontation.
When God revealed Himself to him, it was a confrontation.
上帝跟保罗说：“你用脚踢刺是很困难的。
”God told Paul that you kick the mill is very difficult.
这是什么意思呢
What does that mean?
保罗说，如果你们每一个人要来夸口的话
If everyone you want to come and boast
我更可以夸口
I can even boast more
我的条件是最好的
My qualification is the best
可是当我来认识耶稣的时候认识基督的时候认识神的时候
But when I came to know Jesus and know God
这些条件就变成我的拦阻
All this qualification becomes my hindrance.
所以我就不要这些东西。
So I don't want these things.
我感觉我们这个我们在会众里面没有太多人有很多可以夸口的。
I think among us, we don't have really have a lot to boast about.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
如果你有的话
If you do,
你听听保罗的话。
Please listen to Paul's words.
很多时候
Many times,
我们嘴巴不讲。
Lips doesn't say it.
你说牧师你才错了。
I said, Pastor, you're wrong.
你都不知道我多有才干。
You don't know how capable I am.
你不知道我多 smart.
You don't know how smart I am.
我是 multi-multitask.
I can multi-multitask.
什么事情我一搞就搞定。
Whatever I do, just it's done.
我只是还没有碰到好的机会而已。
I just didn't have meet any opportunities yet.
我就让你看看我多厉害。
I want to see. I want you to see how capable I am.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
如果你要认识神
if you want to know God,
这个价值观有一个转换
you need to have a change in your perspective in your value system.
我不是说那些东西，你的才干、你的外貌、你的产业、你的成就不好
I'm not saying that what you have and what you possess, your appearance, whatever, is not important or not good.
但是那不应该是你的焦点。
But that shouldn't be your
focus. 你的焦点在天国的价值观里面。
Your focus in the kingdom of God.
你的焦点永远是神他自己。
Your focus should always be on God himself.
还有神救你以后你的地位跟身份。
And also after God redeemed you, it's your focus should be on your status and your identity in Christ.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
在这世界上有绝对公平的事吗
Are they allowed justice in our world?
No, not just equal.
Equality, are they allowed equality in our world?
一个人天生就生在一个很好的家庭
Say a person was born in a very good family.
是不是
Whatever he wants. So people who are born in a good family, they can have whatever they want, have good opportunities. But people who are born in poor family, they don't have much opportunity. It's not equal. A lot of people are nodding their heads.
我们的会众很多都是移民来美国的。
A lot of you here are immigrants.
有人说我刚刚才来没多久了。
Some people say, I just arrived not too long ago.
到了一个新的地方,很多的奋斗。
To a new place, it's a lot of challenges.
常常看到人家这样那样, 心里就很不平。
A lot of people, a lot of you see this and that, you feel in your heart there's no justice.
但是你要知道,天国的价值观不是要你一直看这些东西。
But in the kingdom value system, God doesn't want you to look at these things.
因为每一个人所生的地方机会不是你自己能决定。
You didn't choose the place and date of your birth.
但是有一个你可以决定的。
But one thing for sure.
就是你这一生到底要什么。
What are you after in this life?
保罗他有一个决定。
Paul in his life, he has a determination.
他经过人生以后，他最后一个决定。
So after he went through life journey, he came to a conclusion.
他说我要追求耶稣基督。
He said, I want to pursue Jesus Christ.
所以他就写了这个非常极端哦，或者非常激进的讲法。
So he wrote this radical message here.
然后呢，这个属灵的苏醒，第一个是看以前对你有益的，你现在因为追求基督当作有损的。
So the first part of awakening process is to realize whatever gains to you, now you consider loss for the sake of Christ.
然后现在第二步更进一步是把万事当作有损的，为了要认识那至宝的主基督耶稣。
Furthermore, is to consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
很多人以为信耶稣只是来得福气解决问题而已。
A lot of people coming to know Jesus is just to have him solve your problem or heal you.
其实信耶稣是要做主的门徒。
Actually, to know Jesus is to become a disciple of Jesus Christ.
做主的门徒是一生的事情。
To be a Lord Jesus disciple is to be a lifelong process.
但是最重要的是一个脚步，一脚步，一步一脚印，你要不断的往前走。So
every step you take should be a step forward.
你做基督徒是一生的事，但是你必须是往前走。
To be a disciple of Jesus Christ, a lifelong journey, but it needs to be every step by step forward.
换句话说，你今年要比去年更往前走。
Which means this year should be further along in your spiritual life than last year.
你不能老是在原地。
You cannot be staying in the same spot.
我们要更多、更深、更大的认识基督。
We need to know Jesus more, greater, deeper, broader.
刚才所读的经文，保罗前面说以前有益，他为了认识基督当作有损，他下面更讲一个更厉害的话，他说我把万事都当作有损，因为我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。He
said, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ.
他已经念过我前面要下面要讲。 你下面不要翻，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，我要得着基督。保罗把一切的事都看作无用的、无价值的，他为何如此这样说呢？
So Paul looked at everything as garbage, rubbish. Why did he say that?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们这边停一下好吗
？Let's have a pause here.
你仔细看这段经文
，Just look at this passage here.
这经文是在圣经里面。
This passage is in the Bible.
这是保罗讲的话。
These words are Paul's words.
保罗是神重用的一个器皿。
Paul is an instrument that God used greatly.
你去看新约的书信，如果把保罗写的书信拿掉，就没有太多了。
If you take Paul's epistles out of the New Testament, there's not much left.
他这不是乱讲的话。
He didn't say this carelessly.
这是他一个真正的一个勉励对基督徒讲的话。This
is his encouragement to the believers.
保罗为什么会说看万事好像都有损的，为了要认识基督，因为他做了一个极大的对比。Amen.
So Paul considered everything a garbage, comparing to the surpassing knowledge of Jesus Christ, because he made a great contrast.
我就想问大家一个问题。
I want to ask everyone a question.
你们去买东西的时候，你是不是要买最好的？
So when you go and shop for an item, don't you want to shop for the best item?
就是如果你可以的话。
If you can.
是不是啊？
You want to choose the best, right? Product.
有哪一个人是想要花最多的钱买最烂东西的?
How many people want to spend the most money for the least poor quality?
尤其现在经济很困难的时候,
especially when the economy is bad.
大家都喜欢上网看一看这个人的意见论哪边是最便宜但是又最好的。
So we will go on the website, we shop on the internet, see who think, read the reviews and see which product is the best.
是不是这样啊?
Is that right?
你去做cruise, 你也希望便宜又好的。
When you go on a cruise, you want the best price and for the best cruise.
那个船是最好的船。
The best cruise ship.
然后那个时间长一点。
And the time will be longer.
那个价钱少一点。
But the price is low.
但是世界上很少这样的事情。
But there's not too many of those things in the world.
我的意思就是说,我们都是要找最好的,对不对?
We always want to get the best deal.
那神感动保罗来写这书信,神是不是要你找最好的?
So when God touched Paul to say these words, don't you think God want you to have the best deal, the best?
我希望你们connect,我讲这东西很深,但是非常的重要。因为你这生所要追求的,就决定你这生的方向。
Because what you're after in this life will determine your direction in life.
也会决定你真正能不能幸福。
And it will also determine whether you will be blessed.
如果你只是要追求祝福,神的祝福,祝福,祝福。
If you just want to chase after God's blessings,
那是一个方向。
That's one direction.
如果你要追求祝福的主, 那是另外一个方向。
If you want to pursue the blesser of the blessings, that's another direction.
这两个并不完全排斥, 但是你追求的不一样, 结果就不一样。
These two pursuit not necessarily negate each other, but you will have a different result.
你翻得非常好, 你就继续翻, 你不用看我。 凭信心翻吧。 保罗在这里,他为什么会看到万事好像都是有损的,为了要认识耶稣基督呢?
Why Paul considered all things lost for the sake of Christ to pursue him?
因为保罗做了一个比较,你知道吗?
Because Paul made a comparison.
这是我们今天基督徒大部分都没有相信的一件事情。
And this is one thing that most believers doesn't believe.
很多基督徒来跟我讲说, 牧师你为我祷告。
Christians come to me and say, oh, Pastor, please pray for me.
让我不要爱世界。
Let me not to love the world.
他说, 牧师啊,
Pastor.
世界好可爱。The
world is so beautiful.
No, lovely.
Lovely.
那个连续剧真好看。
Oh, the opera, the soap opera is so interesting.
我一看圣经就睡觉。
When I read the Bible, I just fall asleep.
我一听到那soap opera, 我就有精神。
When I look at a soap opera, my spirit arises.
可以整个晚上不睡觉,录下来可以看13集都没问题,
I can record 13 series of it, I can watch it all night.
其实我不是为他祷告,
actually, I'm not praying that she doesn't love the world.
基督徒爱世界的原因,
Christians love the world because the world is very real.
他们不爱基督原因,
they don't love Jesus because Jesus is not real.
为什么保罗他会看到世界上的事都是有损的，为了认基督，因为他看到基督了。
How come Paul can consider everything lost?
Amen.
To know comparing.
你同意就说 Amen, Amen.
How come Paul can consider everything a rubbish compared to the surpassing knowledge of knowing Jesus? Because he saw Jesus.
我不觉得保罗头脑有问题。
I don't think there's something wrong with Paul's mind.
他已经讲了，他说我是很优秀的。
He said I was. He said, you know, he's really high class.
Outstanding.
他什么都有啊, he had everything. He was opposing Christ. But because he encountered Jesus, he saw Jesus' glory, beauty. When he compared what the world has to offer to Christ's glory and beauty, then he look at the world, what the world offers, read rubbish. This is what the meaning of this passage. He is not saying that the things of the world are garbage.
他是说当世界上事情跟基督的荣美比起来的时候，就像garbage一样，没有吸引力。
But when you compare what the world offers you to Jesus, it's just like garbage.
我现在意思不是说你回家就不要看soap opera.
I'm not saying you should go home and not to watch soap opera anymore.
我是觉得你先要认识耶稣基督的荣美。
I'm saying that you need to know Jesus' beauty.
你真正认识他荣美以后，可能看 soap opera 就不是那么有兴趣，你就不会看了。
When you see Jesus' glory and compared to soap opera, that's it's not interesting at all.
你懂得我现在讲的意思吧
？Are you trying? You understand what I'm trying to say?
这是保罗要讲的意思。
This is what Paul is trying to say.
保罗为什么会那么样的追耶稣？因为他看到他的荣美。
The reason Paul can pursue and want to seek the Lord that Jesus there because he saw his beauty.
所以你在苏醒更多认识神的过程中，第一步你看到过去对你有益的，你现在也不觉得有什么。
So in this process of spiritual awakening, he had to realize whatever you have in the past is nothing compared to knowing Jesus.
第二步，你是任何事情拦阻你认识基督的，你都把它当作有损。
So secondly, you had to consider everything a loss, anything that hinder you from knowing Jesus, you need to brush it aside.
你说牧师这个可能太极端了吧
Pastor, what you say is too dramatic.
Extreme. 太极端了吧
Too extreme.
我们中国人就是中庸之道 We Chinese always go the middle way. That's why 叫中国嘛但是你跟随主不能走 middle way.
So you cannot be walking the middle way when you are pursuing Jesus.
You go middle way, you're no way.
If you go middle way, you go no way.
所以我们就来到一个苏醒的关键。
So we come to the key of the awakening.
这个 key 是什么呢
？What is this key?
你就是要看到神国的宝贵。
You need to see the preciousness of the kingdom of heaven.
你要看到主耶稣的宝贵。
You need to see the preciousness of Jesus.
这其实是。做基督徒的精义，真正的意思。
And this is what it means to be a Christian.
我们要再读一段经文。
We're going to read another passage.
马太福音第十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
44-46节。
44-46.
我们一起念好吗
？Let's read it together.
我们站起来念好了，免得太激动。
Arise and read.
我们一起念，你用什么 language 都可以。好，预备，来，天国好像。一切所有的好请坐
Please be seated
我想现在你有兴趣了
Now you are interested
因为主耶稣讲故事很有意思
Because Jesus' parables are very interesting
他总是讲比喻
He always used parables to teach.
弟兄姊妹，你知道主耶稣讲比喻有两个目的。
So Jesus has two purposes when he used parables to teach.
一个目的是那些没有兴趣人，他永远听不懂。
So the first purpose is that people who are not interested will never understand.
他们就说，哦，今天去听到一个主耶稣讲故事很有意思。
So we heard a story by Jesus, very interesting.
他说，天国就好像一个人做买卖一样。
Kingdom of heaven just like a person.
Do business. 我也在做买卖，很有意思。
I'll go do business too. Very interesting.
那个人从来都不了解主耶稣在讲什么。
So he'll never understand. He doesn't understand what Jesus is saying.
给另外一种人，就是那些人对天国很有兴趣的。
But to another group who are very interested in the kingdom of heaven,
他就用这个他所了解来帮助他不能了解。
So he uses what he can understand to understand what he cannot understand in the spiritual realm.
天国大家都不知道是什么。
Because nobody understands what is the kingdom of heaven.
一个珠宝他就知道是什么。
He knows what that treasure is.
宝贵的珠子他就知道是什么。
He knows what treasure is.
主耶稣讲的这故事，这是非常的关键。
So, the parable, what Jesus said here is the key.
主耶稣说，天国好像一个人在地里发现了宝贝。
He said, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls.
这是第一个比喻，他刚才讲的有那两个比喻。
Which one is it? 45? 44? The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid again, and then in his journey.
还没有念完啊。第二个比喻是那个人发现了，他这里这个比喻里面有两个，是 twofold.
There are twofold parable here.
第二，比如说那个人发现了一个重价的珠子。
So, the second pair was a merchant was looking for a fine pearl and found one with great value.
Okay, 请问大家那个宝贝跟珠子你觉得是指谁啊？
What do you think the treasure and the pearl are referring to?
就是主耶稣他自己。
It's Lord Jesus himself.
Angela 回答了真对。
Angela answered correctly.
就是主耶稣他自己。
It's the Lord Jesus himself.
其实一个国度里面最重要是那个国王，对不对？
So in a kingdom, the most important person is the king of that kingdom.
所以我们看到第一个就是一个伟大的发现。
So here we see a great discovery.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brother and sisters,
如果你要真正的来追求主耶稣，
If you truly want to pursue Lord Jesus,
你必须要求圣灵来光照你。
You need to ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten your eyes.
让你看到主耶稣是非常宝贵的。
To let you see that Jesus is a treasure.
非常珍贵的一位。
It's a very precious, expensive one.
主耶稣的教导。
Jesus' teaching.
讲到登山宝训。
On this Sermon on the Mount.
在启示录里面看到末世主耶稣的荣耀，这都非常宝贵的。
And to see Jesus' glory revealed in the book of Revelation, these are all very precious.
所以如果你要追求他，你要看到他是宝贵的。
So if you want to pursue him, you have to see that he's worthy of your pursuit, that he's very precious.
一个是一个伟大的发现，你必须要发现。我不是说你没有重生得救，我是说你要发现主耶稣对你是很宝贵的。
I'm not saying that you haven't been born again, but you have to discover that Jesus is the most precious treasure for you to pursue.
今天对大部分基督徒来讲，最宝贵的不是耶稣。
Today, to the majority of Christians, Jesus is not the most precious treasure for them to pursue.
如果你要知道一个人他在 treasure 什么，你看他开的支票，他花的钱跟花的时间就知道了。
You want to know what is a treasure to that person? Just see how he spent his money
and time.
And time.
第二个，我们看到在这个比喻里面是一个伟大的交换。
So secondly, we see that it's a great exchange.
你有没有看到？
Have you seen?
这两个比喻里面，他都把他所有的都卖了。
In both of these parables, the man sold everything he had.
然后去买那个土地。
And to buy that field.
因为那个土地里面有财宝在里面。
Because that field has treasures in it.
去买那个珍珠。
Or to sell everything to buy that pearl.
其实我们真正的做主的门徒就是一个最伟大的 exchange, 交换。
So to be, actually, we as the disciple of Jesus Christ, we have a great exchange.
这是我下个礼拜要讲的信息。
And that's my next message next week.
你要把你所有的生命交给主耶稣。
You need to give your life in exchange for Christ's life.
那 Christ, 主耶稣的他每次都找我一步，主耶稣的生命再还给你。
Yeah.
你们听到我讲了没有？ This is very, 这是非常重要的一个观念。
This is a very important concept.
很多基督徒不懂。
A lot of Christians don't understand that.
他把他的生命继续保留的。
He keep his life.
然后叫主耶稣来 fix this, fix that, fix this, fix that.
And then when Jesus come and fix this and that in their life.
所以过了十年还是差不多。
So after 10 years, still the same old, same old.
主耶稣说不是这样子。
Jesus say, it's not like this.
主耶稣说若有人要跟随我。
Jesus say, if anybody want to follow me.
他要舍己。
He need to deny himself.
背起十字架来。
Take up his cross.
天天跟随我
and follow Jesus daily.
主耶稣没有说一个礼拜三次而已。
Jesus didn't say follow me three times a week.
那一个礼拜三次的都已经很好的基督徒了。
Actually, to follow Jesus three times a week is pretty good already.
祷告会来一次，小组来一次，礼拜天来一次，已经很不错了。
Prayer meeting, cell group, and church three times a week.
很多人一看到那个主耶稣那样讲，就说哦，拜拜。
Our people see Jesus' request. Oh, that's too much for me. Bye bye.
太难了。
Too hard, too hard.
但是如果你看到主耶稣是真正最好的 deal,
if you think Jesus, if you see Jesus is the best deal for you,
你就会放下别的事。
You will give up everything.
现在这个 revival 没有来，就是中间这个 gap.
Before the revival comes, is this gap.
我们基督徒没有 convinced.
Believers are not convinced.
我们不觉得有了基督就够了。
We don't think having Jesus is enough.
很多人都说有了基督以后还要加四大样、八大样、五大样，什么都要。
Many people think if I have Jesus, I still need four things more, eight things more.
其实你有了基督以后，他会供应你一切的需要。
Actually, you have Jesus, He will provide for all your needs.
我知道今天这个信息很难讲，也很难听。
I know this message is very hard to give and very hard to hear.
也很难翻译。
And very hard to translate.
但是感谢赞美。
I praise and thank the Lord.
是天国的道理。
This is the message of the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们看到在这个比喻里面，这个人他卖了他所有的去买这个。
So in today's parable, we see that this man sold everything he had and to buy that field.
然后你看到他说欢欢喜喜的。
And then he said that his joy, with
Amen.
Joy, he has lots of joy.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们应该追求基督，然后是欢欢喜喜的。
We should be chasing after God, Jesus, joyfully.
现在很多人跟随基督很痛苦啊。
A lot of people follow Jesus with suffering.
他说：“你看我这么倒霉，我跟耶稣又这个不好，那个不好，又这个不行，那个不行。”
They're grumbling. I follow Jesus, and look at all these things happen to me.
其实你不跟随耶稣，很多事也 follow happen to you too.
Actually, if you don't follow Jesus, a lot of bad things will follow you too.
我不晓得你们知不知道我讲的意思。
I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say.
我觉得重点是你跟我要求神恩待我们，来看见基督他的教导及他整个人的荣美。
The key point here is that we.As believers, need to know, ask God to reveal His beauty and glory to us. We need to see it.
最后，我们也看到在比喻里，就是一个伟大的尾声哈。
And thirdly, we see a great commitment.
你看到保罗他为什么说以前有益，现在有损？我把万事都当作无用的，因为他一个尾声呢。
How come Paul consider everything?Everything a loss compared to surpassing knowledge of knowing Jesus Christ. And it's a great commitment.
我知道我们当中有很多人啊，过去这一个月、两个月都经过很多困难的事情。
I know many of us went through many trials this couple months.
我就想鼓励你。
I want to encourage you.
你花点时间在神面前。
Spend some time before the Lord.
你自己问你自己。
You ask yourself.
真正在追求的是什么？
What are you really going after?
我们追求不是人生很顺利很发达。
We are not going after that everything will be smooth sailing in this life.
我们追求的是什么？
What are we really after?
你追求的真的是主他自己，你要更多认识他，你要降服于他，你要做这个最伟大的交换，还是你只是要他来帮你做你成就你伟大的事业？
Do you want to pursue God, to know Him, and to have a great exchange of your life with His? Or are you just want everything to be prosperous and going smooth and comfortable?
弟兄姊妹们，朋友们。
Brothers and sisters and friends.
我要鼓励你。
I want to encourage you.
我们生命里有很多困难。
We have a lot of struggles in life.
其实是一个化妆的祝福。
It's a blessing in disguise.
我们在困难里面比较谦卑。
When we are going through trials and problems, we are humbled.
你会被发现，你在困难里面的时候，很多时候你的眼睛就开了。
Have you noticed that your eyes were brightened and see more when you are going through trials and difficulties?
你们好像眼睛没开，鼻子都开了。
Seems like your eyes hasn't opened, but your nose smell has been opened.
我们很多时候在苦难里面，我们的眼睛会打开。
A lot of time, our eyes will be open during our trials.
我们的耳朵会打开。
Our ears will be open.
求主来帮助我们好吗？
May the Lord help us.
我今天就讲到这里。
I'm going to end here.
翻译的也很辛苦，很不容易。我们就讲到这里。
Okay, we'll end here.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
愿那感动使徒保罗的圣灵。
May the spirit that touched Paul's heart touch us.
也来感动我们每一位。
Come and touch each one of us.
让我们开始有一个属灵的苏醒。
That we'll have a spiritual awakening.
看看我们人生所要的是什么。
To let us examine ourselves, see what are we really after.
主啊，有一天我们每一个人都要到你的审判台前。
Lord, someday each one of us will have to go before you before your judgment seat.
你要问我们这一生我们在做什么。
You will ask us, what have we been doing all our life?
我们在追求什么？
What were we chasing after?
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
在这个苏醒的季节。
In this process of spiritual awakening.
我们真正看到。
That we can truly see.
也相信。
And believe.
主耶稣是我们要追求的那一位。
That the Lord Jesus is the most worthy of our pursuit.
我们一起来追求他。
May we all pursue him together.
祷告奉主名求。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们下面分出。